The question for today is, why does God allow us to go through so many troubles, trials, and sufferings? I'm deeply troubled, and I'm thinking about giving up on Christianity altogether. Let us share some of the trials of the saints with you, so that you may be encouraged and realize that we understand and that you are not alone. Listen to God's own proclamation. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalms 34, verse 19. For I was envious, said David, of the arrogant, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They are not in trouble as other men. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Psalm 73, verse 3 to 14. We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 14, verse 22. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. 2 Timothy 2, verse 12. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 5 and 6. But is God unfair? Does he hate Christians and punish them, while he loves the ungodly and prospers them? Not at all. This question has troubled millions. There is a great purpose in the trials, tests, tribulations, and sufferings the Christian must endure, for these are the very means of strengthening character, of developing fine, uplifting, strong Christians. Contrary to what many would have us believe, God does not bless the ungodly with wealth. One does not acquire wealth by planting seed money in the hope of getting more wealth. This false doctrine only makes the preachers who preach their health and wealth gospel rich. Most people acquire worldly wealth in one or both of two ways: by setting their hearts and minds on acquiring it to the exclusion of all else, until, without realizing it, the pursuit of money becomes their god, or by dishonest means. But God does bless those who seek him first, not always with great money and wealth, but always, in the end, with all spiritual blessings that money cannot buy. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, admonished Jesus, and all these things, material acquisitions in shelter, food, clothing, etc., shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verse 33. That is Jesus' promise. God desires to see his servants prosper. He says so through David and John. Yet the development of godly character is far more important to him than temporary material riches. Thus he corrects and chastens every son and daughter whom he loves. To develop this godly character, he allows his true children to fall into troubles and difficulties, to face trials and tests for their strengthening. Right, godly choices must then be made. But if we endure these tests and trials, hard though they may be, and if we seek our God first, along with his righteousness and his kingdom, putting material interest seconds in our hearts, then, in his own due time, God will always prosper his children, even in a material way. Let us go on. But if we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, Romans 5, verse 3, therefore it produces good in us and for us. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience, James 1, verse 2 and 3. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13. Moses suffered affliction in order to lead the children of God. Choosing this rather than the riches of the king's palace and the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11 verse 25. David suffered constant criticism and false accusation. His enemies continually tried to unseat him. His son tried to kill him, and his trials were so great sometimes it seemed God would never come to his rescue. Yet God always did. Truly, these trials teach us to be patient, for it often seems an eternity before God finally delivers us. Yet God has always intervened before it was too late. God chose Paul to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, and the Lord said, "For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Acts 9 verse 16. And late in life, Paul wrote, "In all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in watchings, in fastings." 2 Corinthians 6 verse 4-6. Paul outlined even more of his troubles and sufferings in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 23-28. Also, be sure to read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. It is true that some servants of God may be called upon to endure more trials, troubles, tests of faith than other Christians, but we read that every true Christian must suffer persecution and meet fiery trials, sorrows, troubles, and tests of faith in this life. Perhaps they will receive a higher reward in the kingdom. We may not always understand why we undergo everything we go through at this time, because for now we see through a glass darkly. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 12. Yet there is encouraging hope. We confidently encourage you to prevail in prayer and enduring faith. Christ said, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, verse 28-30. He said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Are we answering his knock, his call? God's inspired word assures us that God is faithful and that we will not be tempted above what we can bear. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13.